G'day, Gary.
Hi, Luke. How are you?
Mate, I'm fantastic. How are you, champion?
I'm just over the moon.
Where are you, Gary? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Euroa, Victoria.
Yeah? And how come you're up so late listening to me dribble on the radio?
You better believe it. I switch on to you every morning at approximately 1 a.m.
Why? do you wet the bed or something? What's going on?
No, look, I've got a job to do 6 mornings a week. I'm the oldest paper boy probably in Victoria, if not Australia.
Is that right? Can I ask you a really rude question, Gary?
Yes.
You're the oldest paper boy in Australia, if not the Southern Hemisphere. How old are you?
I'm 70.
And you deliver newspapers?
I get up every morning at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I go down and meet the paper truck down at the news agency.
Yeah.
I do my count, take them out the back, wrap them, and then I put them into my car and I go and deliver them.
This is sensational. How long have you been doing this?
Approximately 16 years without a break.
And what's the paper you deliver, or do you deliver lots of them? I mean, is it the local paper or is it the Herald Sun? What is it?
Yes, both the local paper on a Wednesday morning, the Herald Sun, Age,
Melbourne
Australian
Age,
Weekly Times, yeah, everything.
And you do it in your car or do you walk around?
Yes, no, in my car.
But
yes.
Do you chuck them out the window?
Yes, I do.
And do you do it all on your own?
Yes, I do.
Holy dooly.
Not bad effort, is it?
I reckon that's sensational. If I sent you a Triple M T-shirt, would you wear it while you do your paper run?
I certainly would.
All right, I'll get you one. I'll get you one signed by me and Jess. What size are you?
I'm a man. I won't say extra large, Luke.
This is Gary, who's rung me from Victoria. Where are you again?
In Euroa.
Euroa. I haven't been there. What's in Euroa? Why should I go to Euroa?
Well, you heard the old saying, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Euroa.
Euroa who?
Euroa, the boat while I catch it a fish. Hey? Oh, mate, you know, it's because where we are, we're at the bottom of the foothills.
Yeah.
And that here. And I tell you what, it's a great life. A lifestyle here at Euroa, mate.
Who do you live with?
Just me and me. I've got a son that stays here with me.
What's his name?
Todd.
Todd. Well, Gary, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning, Australia's oldest paperboy. What we could do is we could have a competition and see if there's somebody that is older than you that does it. And you do it how many days a week?
6 days a week.
And you're up at 1 o'clock every morning listening to...
Every morning.
And you're up at 1 o'clock listening to this garbage.
Oh, mate, I tell you what, you've got some good head turn and stuff there of a morning. I don't know if you're quite on, Luke, I'm honest. I mean, I think it must have been your upbringing that's in you that's been able to... I hear when you start off with someone, I'm going, oh, Luke, Crikey, get him off, will you?
Yeah.
All right. And I hear when you go, oh, how the heck did I put up with that?
Well, I tell you what, Gary, I could talk to you all morning. I think you're fantastic.
Thank you, mister. Thank you.
Now, you go on.
I've been going to ring you for the last 4 years, Luke.
Oh, right, yeah. I'm glad you didn't hurry it then.
I listened to all them other hungry people that have been hanging on for hours and hours.
Yeah.
I thought, no, I won't put up with that. I'll put up with what you've got to challenge them with.
Well, you've got me now. What did you want to say?
Well, Luke, I rang Joe about the Barramundi pool, mate.
Egg Joe Swiftgrow.
That's Swiftgrow.
That's what we call him. I call him Joe Swiftgrow. Yeah, he's the Barramundi fisherman that invented this fertiliser. Do you?
Mate, I've just finished my first bottle with him.
Yeah.
And I just ordered another one today off him.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. I would have sent you some.
Oh, no, you're right, buddy. You're right. But all I can say, I'm going to tell you right now, Luke, is there's not another property in this town that's as green as mine.
Is that right?
No, I kid you not.
What? Tell me about your garden. What have you got?
What's that, mate?
What have you got in your garden? What do you use Swift Grow on? Tell me why your garden's so special, so different from everybody else's in Euroa.
Yeah, no. It's mine's a Kaikoura lawn.
Yeah.
Right.
Kaikoura, yeah.
And I just soak it with the Swift Grow.
Yeah.
I've got a 30-litre container that I will walk around with.
Yeah.
And it's battery operated, and I let it rip with that, mate. And I've done it 3 times. I've just run out now. I've ordered a 4-litre bottle off Joe.
Well, I wish I would have sent you some. Tell me this, Gary from Euroa, Australia's oldest paper boy. You reckon your garden is the greenest in Euroa because of Swift Grow? Is that what you're saying?
I definitely believe it.
Do your neighbours ask you what the secret is?
No, but it turns a lot of heads and there's a lot of people. It says where I live, street, but it's not, it's a court. And you know people only come in to have a sticky beak, and they drive in here all the time, Luke.
And to look at your garden?
I'm certain.
And do you tell them that it's because of Swift Grow?
Well...
or do you keep it a secret?
Yeah, I do keep it a
yeah,
secret.
Yeah, I knew you.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought so. You don't want everyone to know what your secret is.
No, not at this stage, all right?
Well, you've gone and told all of Australia on the radio. You know that.
Oh, good on you. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, you're a funny...
Luke, I can't speak of anything, as well as I could about helping your, the growth and so green. I've used a few things, not a lot, but I've used a few, and only because of what I've heard and how it's come across with you over the year, I thought I'd give it a try.
So you got onto Swift Grow because you heard me talk about it.
That's right. And have a guess what I said to Joe when I rang him.
Yeah.
I said, I've got a new name for it. And he goes, what's that? I said, we'll call it Lucasaid. He goes, what? Lucasaid.
Lucasaid. Oh, that's very funny. Joe Ayub is the man, but I call him Joe Swiftgrow. Just call him Joe Swiftgrow. He's the bloke who invented. Look, Gary, you are an absolute star. What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to finish watering the yard again tomorrow, all right? I do it nearly every day, Luke, and I'm not joking. But I'm going to take my 90-year-old father back to Mildura. That's where I come from.
Really?
That's where we were born. And I'm going to take my father for a drive back to me. He still drives at 90. He's still got his faculties, everything about him. But I'm going to pick him up in Bendigo on Saturday morning and take him back to Mildura for the night.
You are a wonderful bloke. Your dad's 90, you're 70. Australia's oldest paperboy. He used me to tell me he's a Swift Grower, and I would have sent him some for nothing. He's just bought it. Hey, listen. Do me a favour, Gary.
Yes.
Next week, ring me again.
Yep.
And you can tell me what's in the front page of the paper.
Yes, I will do that.
So you can be not only Australia's oldest paperboy, but you can be Australia's oldest newsreader. You can be breaking the news for us in the morning.
Well, they call it front cover.
We'll call it. That's what we'll do. We'll call it Gary's front cover.
There you go.
Brought to you by Swift Grow. There you go. You got a sponsor and everything. Hey, Gary, I've got to go, buddy. I'll let you throw those papers out the window. You take care of yourself, buddy.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks for talking to me. And you and Jess have a wonderful, wonderful show going there, mate. It is the best. Absolutely.
Mate.
All right, Luke.
Okay.
All the best. Thanks, mate.
Bye.
Bye.
What a character. The people you meet here on The Night Shift on Triple M.